It is our pleasure to have on the show this morning the skinny chef, Jennifer Iserlo, joining us. We're going to talk about how just changing a few things in your refrigerator, maybe even your pantry, can help change you as well. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Stephanie.
We're glad to have you with us. As we said, there may be a few items that we have stored away in our refrigerator or our pantry that if we change them just a bit, that can make a big difference in not only how we feel, but how we look.
Absolutely. And I think, for most people, eating healthy doesn't have to be a challenge. I know sometimes it feels that way. But a lot of times it's just about the choices you make. And by doing a fridge makeover, you're winning half the battle because you have healthy, wholesome foods right at your disposal. If you need a snack, if you need to cook a fast meal, got it. And with the fridge makeover, there's pretty much four areas I focus on: dairy, meat, vegetable, and fruit.
So what are some things we need to be changing?
Well, let's start with the dairy section, which is one of my favorites. I'm a huge cheese fan, and I eat cheese every day. And since, you know, it tends to be high in saturated fat and calories, I always opt for the part-skim mozzarella, which is lower in fat, lower in calories. It melts great. You can make any dish with it, Mexican, Italian, you name it. But I also choose reduced-fat products in terms of milk, sour cream, cream cheese as well. Again, a lot of people don't realize that if you're eating these products on a regular basis, that they can really build up and they can cause weight gain. So if you're drinking a lot of milk, you want to make sure that you're drinking skim milk versus 2% or whole, because 2% and whole milk are very close in fat. So in the dairy aisle, you want to go through and just make a list to see what you're having on a daily basis. In the meat section, you want to look for low-fat proteins like chicken, fish, turkey, and things that are made with low-fat proteins like turkey dogs, chicken dogs, low-fat bacon. There's pepperoni made from turkey, which is great. And then in the fruit and vegetable areas, you really want to bulk up. That's where you want to center your meal around those areas. And I always make sure that I call them my power veggies. I have spinach, broccoli, carrot, and sweet potato because they're very nutritious, easy to cook with. You can cook a lot of different meals, and it's nice to have those things on hand. Even if you need a snack, you reach for carrot stick. You can dip that into your favorite low-fat dressing. And then in the fruit area, I always have some cut-up fruit in my fridge, but I also love to have juices. They're a quick snack instead of having a candy bar in the afternoon. They're versatile. I cook with them, and they last quite a long time in your fridge.
And it's a nice change, too, because you don't always want to be eating some of your nutrients. It's great to just pour a glass of juice and know that you're getting the right serving.
And, you know, sometimes I have to run out in the afternoon. I have an appointment, and I don't have time to really sit down, you know, and peel a piece of fruit for myself if I'm out of my cut-up fruit. And one of my favorite products is Simply Orange. You know, I'll go ahead and have a glass of that. It gives me energy. And, you know, I know that I'm also getting vitamins. And that's the other key with stocking your fridge with things that have, you know, a high concentration of nutrients, so that not only are you satisfying your craving, but you're also getting nutritious. I mean, that's the point, really, to feeding ourselves. Well, it's twofold, is to eating the things we love, but also being healthy and nutritious.
And also paying attention to the serving sizes. I know many people just kind of fix their meals and put what they think they're going to eat for that meal on their plate, not really paying attention to the serving size. And if they would look, they might be surprised because it's probably going to be smaller than what they think it is.
You know, Stephanie, that is one of the biggest challenges for people, and it seems that every year serving sizes get bigger and bigger. But what you have to keep in mind is, you know, what we serve has gotten larger, but the serving size is still about a cup, which is about a half of a small coffee mug. So keep that in mind. If you're not sure, you can go out and buy cup measures for yourself. Start with a little bit less. There's plenty of resources on the internet. When it comes to cooking fat, that's another area where you really want to watch for the serving. Make sure that you're using measuring spoons, whether you're cooking with olive oil, whatever cooking fat, because you could be adding tons of calories and fat to your meal without realizing it.
Some people, though, might look at that and say, there's no way I'm going to fill up if I use the serving sizes that they suggest. So what if you have that void throughout the day? Is that where the fruits and vegetables come in then?
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a hungry man at home. I understand their plight. But it's better to double up on those healthier swap outs that I mentioned versus, you know, if you really are hungry, you know, maybe you reach for some chopped up carrot sticks and then go ahead and have a handful of those potato chips that you cannot resist. So make sure that you're getting those healthy, you know, items in your healthy food groups first. And also, you'd be surprised, because sometimes it's just a question of being thirsty, or maybe, you know, you crave something sweet, so you have a glass of juice, and you feel totally satisfied after that. So, you know, make sure that you're well hydrated, and always have your healthy snack before, you know, you treat yourself to the culprit that, you know, could bust your waistline.
But you also want to make sure you mix in the right amount of exercise, too.
Absolutely. And the key with exercise is make it fun. I am not a gym buff, though some people love the gym, and that's great. I'm a yoga fan, but if it's yoga or dancing or swimming or whatever it is, something that you can look forward to, because not only does exercise help control weight, but it also helps to improve your mood, and you can sleep better at night.
So get in the right amount of exercise, change a few things out in your refrigerator and your pantry, and pay attention to the serving sizes, and you'll be on the right path. And Jennifer, if people want more information about the things you talked about, where can they go?
There's two websites. There's simplyorange.com and my website, which is skinnychef.com.
Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stephanie. It was a pleasure.
Jennifer Iserloh has been our guest today.